Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Remember, the Brandon Graham show is coming up at 6 o'clock. BG, myself, Elliot Shore Parks, and then coming up at 7, Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Cooper DeJean, joining us, as he always does, Mondays, 4 o'clock, during the Eagles season, which continues to the very end. That is Donovan McNabb. Donovan, how are we feeling today, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How we doing? Feeling outstanding. I know you guys are fired up over there. I've seen the, all the fans out on Broad Street and, you know, what that entailed. And, you know, obviously from that point on. So this is an exciting time. It's going to be an exciting week.
Yeah, it was a, that game yesterday, I guess it was tense for me for about a quarter. But after that, it really felt like the Eagles had control of the game. And then we saw the way that it turned out. You're sitting at home watching the game. How did it play out to you yesterday? Did you think it would play out the way that it did yesterday?
I thought it did. Everything that I expected happened in that first quarter, as you talked about, the turnovers was kind of shocking to me, just kind of how many turnovers that Washington ended up having. But offensively, it was what I expected. You know, everyone kind of, I think now people are starting to realize what I've been saying all year when, everyone expects so much more out of Jalen. And, it's like, we're running the ball, but Jalen's a weak link. There is no weak link. The weak link is the fact that we have to lose to ourselves. It's not about anybody else beating us. It's about us playing down to the level of our opponent. And what we've seen in the game alone was balanced offense, something that we've established over the last couple of weeks, getting Dallas Goedert the ball, running the football effectively, utilizing the intermediate passing game. And one thing that I talked about weeks ago was Kellen Moore and Jalen being on the same page and working to Jalen's strength. And Jalen's strength is the deep ball. And he throws the deep ball better than just about anybody in the NFL, but we kind of faded away from that and tried to make him more of a methodical passing, passer in the NFL. And what we've seen just yesterday was the fact that we attacked downfield, but we utilized the quick game. That got the ball out of our hands and continued to move the chain.
Well, and the one thing we saw yesterday that we've seen in the playoffs, and it seems like ever since Dallas Goedert has come back from injury, he's been featured more than I remember him being featured all year. And
absolutely.
And yesterday, like, from not just throwing it to him, but he ran the ball a couple of times. And I don't know, it seems like there's this weapon that they had forgotten about, and all of a sudden they remember they had, and they've been using it a lot, and it's been great to watch.
Well, usually, when people listen to the show, then I guess that goes into the game plan. Because when I continue to fight for a tight end and tell them, when you're establishing the run game, the one thing that you have to attack is the middle of the football field, because it pushes linebackers back from being at 6 yards because they're expecting Saquon to get the ball. Now they know if they sit at 6, we'll go over the top with the tight end or the slot receiver. And now what that does is now that softens up the defense and softens the coverage, because we force you to go, you have to go man-to-man on the outside. And then when you do that, you can't cover our receivers. So it's one in which for Kellen Moore, I said it from the beginning of the season because it wasn't something that he's been known for. And I was running the football. When you have 26 in the backfield, you're running the football effectively with that offensive line. Your play action game has to be effective, and it has to be a major part of your passing game. And that's exactly what we've been doing over the last month and a half.
and taking care of the football, man. I mean, we look around the league, and in these playoffs, it's the team that has been turning the ball over that usually loses the game, and the Eagles have not turned the ball over. Hell, it seems like in about five or six games they haven't turned the ball over, but in the playoffs they've done an exceptional job with it.
Well, it's about being efficient, and the definition of efficient in Philly is your quarterback. So, you know, again, I know it's easy for everybody to kind of just jump on that wagon and talk bad about the quarterback, but your quarterback's a winner. And, you know, we can honestly say that we've had winners at the position, and that's what it comes down to, wins and losses.
Talk that talk.
Oh, I'm going to drop that mic in a minute now. You know what it comes down to, and that's what it's about. It's not about passing for 300-400 yards. That's great. It looks sexy, but if you ain't winning the game, no one cares. So I just think for the two games that happened yesterday, the quarterbacks that didn't turn the football over pretty much had the same stats and made the plays and the plays that were there to be made, won the football game.
Yep.
So, Donovan, one of the most interesting storylines throughout the game was Cam Jurgens active, doesn't start because of his back. Then Landon Dickerson can barely walk and stays in the game, and then Cam Jurgens plays in the second half. Is there something, I guess, contagious about players who are in that sort of physical condition and you having games like that when you played, playing through that can sort of inspire the team, or the team can rally around when players are playing when they're in a condition like that?
Well, first of all, we're team players, and it's about doing what's needed to help the team win. And in this situation, man, you're a game away from the Super Bowl. I don't care if you got a nub. I'm going to be out there playing. And that's the mentality of these players. And listen, I know you guys don't have a segment on the show, but you might need one, the unsung heroes, because those two were the unsung heroes. Here you have your starting center on the sideline because he's hurt. And watching another injured offensive player move from guard to center because he played it in college and give it all that he had in the first half. And what does your starting center do who was pretty much out that game? He said, I got it. I'll take care of it. And went in there, and, man, he blocked well. You didn't see much pressure coming up the middle. He did everything he would do as if he was the starter and healthy. And, man, the reason that we really won that game was because of those two.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, Donovan, seeing Cam Jurgens have to be down in that stance for the tush push for like 15 consecutive snaps.
Correct.
After not
Correct.
Even being healthy enough to start, I was like, oh my God, this poor guy. Will they just let him snap the ball?
I mean, and that's what I'm talking about. It's the chemistry that those guys have, and credit to Coach Stoutland of being able to have his unit ready to go when called upon. Listen. Mekhi Becton, nobody wanted him. And Howie went out and got him, and they moved him from tackle to guard. All of a sudden, he's a different type player. And then go all the way down the line when Kelsey retires, Jurgens steps in, and, you know, you talk about Dickerson being a guard. Now he's got to move to center. And these guys really never missed a beat. I mean, because we ran plays that were off tackle, which now you're talking about centers having to pull. You're talking about, you know, guards reaching up to the linebacker. You got tackles that are getting up into the safety position. Our wide receivers are blocking. It's a total team effort. And I was impressed by what I seen yesterday. And I know what type of team that we have going into the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So last night, the Chiefs beat the Bills, and we'll face the Chiefs. We'll talk to you before the game, obviously, but the Super Bowl itself, Eagles and Chiefs, after seeing that game last night, seeing what the Chiefs have done all year, what do you think of the matchup 2 weeks out, you know, first blush?
The Kansas City Chiefs are the new and recent New England Patriots because they're not the most talented team every time they line up. They're well-coached. They're disciplined. But when you make a mistake as the opponent, they capitalize. And if you look at all season how it's been going, it's always led to the mistake of the opponent that has helped them win. It's never really been them dominating the game. And last night, I mean, I felt like I was with Josh Allen, because I've been in that position where it just seems like you can't figure, you can't get over that hump, and it seems like any mistake that you make becomes magnified. And when you do it versus a team like that, it backfires on you. And so you got to give credit to Steve Spagnuolo. You got to give credit to Andy, Patrick, and all those guys, because they've been in that position. And, man, you just feel so bad for Josh and Sean McDermott. And it's sad because Sean was on our staff, and you love the success that he's had in the regular season. And then when it comes down to the playoffs, everyone always wants to harp on that last game, and they haven't been able to get over the hump. But they will. They will very soon.
All right, Donovan. Well, they're going to drag us to New Orleans next week, unfortunately.
Hey, man, meet me on Bourbon Street, bro.
I got to reach out to my book club, you know.
I'll be pretty
busy. All right, man. You know, since now the topic has been the last couple of weeks, the book that A.J. Brown was reading, you know, we may have to, you know, I'll bring you in to introduce you to the book club. And we can kind of go over some chapters, you know, while we're down
break it
there.
Down.
You know?
Yeah. Listen, I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I know I'm gonna see you down there. You'll probably do Radio Row, right? You normally go through Radio Row.
Yeah, I'll be on Radio Row.
Yeah, we'll get him.
All right,
Radio
Row. We'll see you then.
All right, broski.
All right, sounds good. You guys take it easy.
All right, see you, Donovan. You know, speaking of that book guy. Mm-hmm. The A.J. Brown book.
We haven't even brought up A.J. A.J. had an outstanding game yesterday.
Yes, which was good to see as well, because he said his knee felt fine, but I didn't totally believe it until he had a good game. The book guy, who was supposed to come on the show last week, texted me 40 minutes after the show to tell me he was ready to come on the show. I get an email on Saturday. He goes, hey, did we ever do this? Or did you reach out to my new talent agency?
Oh.
Wow.
And I was like, well, no, Jim. We exchanged emails and then text messages, and you told me you were ready 40 minutes after the show.
Right.
And he said, sorry about that.
Now he has a talent agency.
Right.
Yes.
Guy writes one book.
Exactly.
I need AJ to read the book that I write or something, make my career.
Find a different book.
Yeah, I need a deal. I don't know if that guy is finding his inner excellence. I think he's finding his inner dollar sign, I think, is what he's doing.
Oh, he's nailing it.
Yeah, he's not doing bad there. 215-592-9494, Big Poppy in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Pop?
Oh, my God, I made it.
You did.
You have.
All right, so listen. All right, don't worry, Jack. I always knew you was going to be a star. Been listening for over 10 years. I've never called in.
Love it.
All right, but look, I got like rapid fire point. I'm going to get in and get out. Howie Roseman is our Ozzie Newsome. Just want to let y'all know that. Jalen Carter is going to be our Aaron Donald. Quinyon Mitchell is our Darrell Revis. Why do we want the Chiefs? Because they put their hands on us and got away with it. The real difference between
like
that game was falling for the same play twice. We gave up 14 points. I got confidence in Vic Fangio. I don't think he's going to go for that. They switched the play up. Remember when they ran in and then, you know, we was playing zone and not men and we was losing people and they got quick 14 on us. We got to play mistake-free football because that's how the Chiefs is capitalizing. Mm-hmm. If everybody show up, man, we're going to go down there and take care of business in NOLA.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm excited about the game, but we got a long way to go before we get there.
You got to manage it.
You don't want to burn our energy out,
Do you think this Chiefs team is better than the 22 team? It's tough. Because that defense is worse than this defense.
Oh, yeah, it was. That's right. Yeah.
But also, Kelsey was way better in 22.
Yeah, he was younger, yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, real quick, right? I just feel like on the defense, I think the defense is going to be the difference. Like, I've been getting grinded up since week 6. I said we was going to the Super Bowl. And I only said that because of the defense that we got. With Jalen Hurts, the reason he hit his whole straitjacket comment is because I feel like, you know, they just told him, listen, we ain't going to cook you. We ain't going to burn you out. Move like this. We just gave Saquon all this money. This is our identity. Our identity is clock management, control the ball, mistake-free football. It ain't got to be sexy. It ain't got to be crazy. At the end of the day, people going to talk about you whether you're doing good or you're doing bad. At least if they're going to grind Jalen Hurts, grind my man up when he got a Super Bowl ring. Other than that, we ain't going to trip on nothing. The history books ain't going to say that you threw for 50,000 yards. They're going to talk about rings. But they talk about Jordan and LeBron. They talk about how many rings Jordan got.
Well, you talk about how LeBron talks about all his, yeah, talks about all his fraudulent records.
He's got
30-point games. Poppy,
well, I'm just saying, you know, Jordan got bounced out the playoffs a million times, but they don't talk about that. They talk about the ring. Mm-hmm.
So, Poppy,
okay, go get your ring.
I got to put you on fraud watch for a second here.
Uh-oh.
Now, No. I respect you. But you said the defense is going to carry us, and you've been saying it since week six. Now, week four, we got lit up by Tampa Bay. Week five, hold up. Week five was the bye, and week six was the Cleveland game. How did you know it?
Because this is how I feel, bro. You've seen it coming together.
All right.
You've seen it coming together. We as far, like, if you really look at the defense, we haven't really made the same mistakes twice.
It's a good point.
You get it the first time, and we tighten it up. And it's only been getting better game. Like, we had some guys, every game is going to be a shutout game. You know, someday somebody going to put foot, if the offense going to have to carry it. But it's complimentary football. We getting turnovers. We capitalize on getting points off the turnovers, and we not turning the ball over.
Well, and thank you for the call, Big Poppy. And don't wait another 10 years, all right?
Seriously, I won't. I might not be here.
All right, the 10 years, you'll be gone.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You never know.
Them turning the turnovers into 7 points rather than three, it just, like, it changes the entire game.
Yeah.
You know, getting touchdowns out of those turnovers rather than getting field goals.
Yeah, that's what they didn't do that second game against Washington.
Yep.
When they got five turnovers. Remember, we were like, what did we get, 9 points out of five turnovers?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Well, even Green Bay, we got four turnovers where we end up with 28 points, something like that. So their ability to get touchdowns out of those turnovers yesterday.
Huge.
Just an enormous, especially against a team that you know is going to score points.
And listen, that helped the offense out a lot yesterday. Don't take anything away from them, but the defense got turnovers where you were down in in scoring territory, and that one right before the half, where Will Shipley forces that fumble on the kickoff, that was big.
It was Shipley and Sidney Brown at the same time, I think, was on that hit.
Well, and that was also when Jalen got the deep pass on third down with the pass interference in the end zone, right?
Yes, the Devontae play.
Yeah, that looked like it was turning into a disaster.
Yeah.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Andre in West Oak Lane. You're on WIP. What's up, Andre?
Hey, fellas. How about them Eagles?
What's up, Andre?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
We're starting with the Eagles.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about.
That's bold, Andre. All right. That is bold.
Way to go.
You better follow it up with something strong.
I have no worries. I have no worries about the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
We have an offensive line that cannot be stopped. We have a defensive line that cannot be stopped. We have linebackers. We have defensive backs.
Yep, we do have defensive backs.
We're going to take this game to the Chiefs like they've never seen before.
Okay.
Well, your lips to God's ears, man. You're not worried. I hope yours Your vibe is contagious here.
Yeah,
I would say Chiefs are pretty good.
The Monday after going to the NFC Championship game and scoring 55,
you're
not going to get a lot of
right. There's no real concern out there right now.
Now I think by next Wednesday, maybe we can start talking about the game in, like, you know, nice realistic sense.
I also think there's probably a lot of people that did not watch the Chiefs game last night. You know,
They were all on Broad Street,
dude. I saw that video.
A lot of people.
And I was legitimately thinking, and this was, 8 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is this going to be cleared out by the time I got to get to work tomorrow? Are they going to be able to get everybody to leave?
Right.
Because they started announcing that everybody should leave, and they started booing the announcement. I was like, how do you make everyone leave?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
It was a good scene. Did you see the guys on top of the traffic light that were
trying
reading
to cut the flag?
Well, they're also reading the book. They're reading Interaction.
Oh, I did see a picture of that. I saw a lot of photos of a lot of stuff. Saw videos. Somebody let two or three gunshots off in the air in a crowd full of people.
Where was that?
In Mayfair.
Holy
really?
Cow.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that.
No.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah,
that's probably not a good idea.
I mean, climbing the poles also seems a little dangerous to me, but whatever. Whatever floats your boat. I'm a nervous guy. Got a, broken hip, whatever. The guns,
Well, the craziest thing is no one moved. Like, no one scattered.
Well, I think the next reaction was, I don't give a bleep. We're going to the Super Bowl. Well, hold on. You should give a little bit.
And I will say this about this Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This Super Bowl feels a little different, or will feel different, than the one in 2022. I feel like the one in 2022, we felt like it was the beginning and everybody was happy. There's more pressure on the Eagles to win this Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
More yearning.
You have to win these things. Like, just getting there and then looking back on it, missing out on the opportunity. I don't want to be the 49ers, right, where they got to a couple of Super Bowls and couldn't close the deal. Mm-hmm. We got to do it. And, I mean, I think they lost to Kansas City, right, both times. The 49ers, yeah.
They did. The one was Purdy and the other one was Jimmy G.
With Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah. So, yeah, man, we got to take advantage of this, man. And you don't know what Saquon's going to be like next year. You don't know if you're going to be fortunate enough to have good health all next year.
Well, we know the record of teams coming
up. Yeah, exactly. It's a tougher schedule next year.
We just went off the Super Bowl, too.
A loss, yeah.
Off a Super Bowl loss. And let's just, like, I remember the offseason after winning the Super Bowl in 2018.
Yeah.
It was just so funny. Nobody cared about anything. They were just happy. Yeah. You know, we were like, the draft's coming, and everybody's like, yeah, whatever we do is fine. Yep. Free agency is the same thing.
They traded away the pick that was Lamar Jackson.
Yep. Could just carefree. Oh, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, they got Goddard. But
Goddard was our second-round pick. Yep.
215-592.
Fair trade.
Yeah, sure. Same player.
Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios.
You tell us, buddy.
Well, let me tell you something, man. From the tailgate, you know, at the tailgate yesterday to just hanging around, eating at my aunt's house, watching the game and everything. Look, let me tell you something. Everything is just so freaking beautiful. The tailgate, yo, shout out to No Fly Zone. They had a great tailgate out there, too. Yeah, I mean, everything was so freaking beautiful, gentlemen. And I want to get, like, we got 2 weeks. 2 weeks, so we're going to have all these talks. And I already know you're going to have people with the afraid of Patrick Mahomes. Let me nix this in the ass right now.
All right.
Everybody crowns this guy. Everybody crowns him. Yeah, he's a man. But we ain't got to respect that. We're going to play a game with him. Hey, gentlemen, we're winning, man. We're winning this freaking Super Bowl. There's no way out. We're not dying. We're winning this freaking Super Bowl. All these weeks, 2 weeks, we need to just keep our heads high. We are in the chip. 1 hour, 60 minutes of freaking football. We in there. We're not going down there to freaking lose. Let me tell you something. And that quarterback, Jalen Hurts, all that talk, keep bringing the extra. Keep bringing the doubt. That man ain't losing this Super Bowl. He's not going to let that happen. And me knowing that with everything around him, man, it's so freaking beautiful. So any of this, well, Patrick Mahomes and all that afraid stuff, then stay your scared ass away from Midnight Green. Stay away from it. You're scared. Stay home. Watch Hallmark. Watch eHarmony commercials. Be a straight sucker. Get held and swallowed by your wife. Get held.
Whoa.
Swaddled.
Dump, 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 dump.
Swaddled. That ain't swaddled. A curse word, bro.
No, it sounded
different.
I
thought you said swallow.
Yeah.
No, swaddled. Like a baby gets
like a
swaddled.
Baby. Yeah.
Huddle. Yep. I'm not going to curse. Hey, gentlemen, well, I do mess up sometimes on here, but I don't mess up like that right now.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah. You got to be locked in.
I'm very careful. I'm very calculated. I'm cognizant of this stuff. I just want these weeks going through that people are confident and understanding that we're the freaking bully. That's what I need. That's what I need, the energy that y'all have over there at the station. And then when you go to NOLA, all that energy, we the freaking bully. Nobody can mess with us. And we taking all that energy all the way to get this freaking chip. That's all I want. Scared ain't part of this. This is Philly for real. And we bringing the smack you in the face if you act like a sucker time back. That's all I'm saying. Gentlemen, I freaking love y'all, man. Y'all go ahead and be cool, and Rios is okay, man. Don't be scared. I ain't going to say nothing crazy.
All right.
No, you would never say anything crazy. No. It's just blood and violence every Friday.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that is the mentality of this show, though. Like, we're going down to New Orleans looking for fights.
No,
we're
so
not.
Much
we're
not.
Not
me,
funny.
Me, you.
What am I going to do? No, we are not looking
for
fights.
No, we're not. Fight. You don't know about the NOLA boys.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Obviously.
You ain't looking for a fight, and I ain't looking for a fight.
Spike.
Yeah.
Never been in one.
Yeah.
Don't plan on getting in one.
It doesn't.
Father of two.
It's not going to work out well. We'll get do.
We got to hike.
Oh, we could take down some Chiefs fans.
We'll fight. I'll fight the midday show.
Just one of the midday show.
Yeah, yeah,
you're not going to fight Hugh.
No.
Are they bringing Cal Quinn?
No way. He hasn't earned it yet. Are you kidding me? It took me years to get to spring training.
That's true.
Yeah,
it did. It did.
This guy's kicked his feet up. Yeah.
All right.
Take that mustache out of New Orleans. Let's get him on lists. You kidding me?
Yeah, he's not allowed to travel in the United States.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, he looks like in the 80s, like, again, like on lists. He doesn't look like he's in this century.
No.
Oh, man.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Saquon went from a disaster to the Super Bowl in 1 year. We'll hear what Saquon had to say about the game after the game yesterday. We're at Chickie's of Pete's in South Philly. You can enjoy all the big game action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Find the one close to you, chickiesandpeets.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Chris.